I'd like to welcome you back to the show. My guest, Ed Ring. He is author, former executive director and president of California Policy Center. He's still associated with them and doing great, great work. Ed, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Andy.
You know, we talk a lot about pensions here. You were part of that. We also used to talk to the guy from Pension Tsunami. We haven't had him on for a while. But we believe that this is, you know, government's basically eating its tail. It's going to gorge and choke. How bad is it? The stock market couldn't be higher. Why aren't these people catching up? Why are they still sending bigger and bigger bills to cities and counties that are part of CalPERS? Is it because of the 2008 or what?
Well, ask CalPERS. You know, they're about 75% funded right now. And the problem with being 75% funded, I mean, they still have hundreds of billions of dollars. They're not going to dry up next year, you know. But the problem with being 75% funded is they are 75% funded at the end of almost a 10-year bull market in stocks and a tremendous run-up in real estate. There's been very, very good returns for a long time. And when you're 75% funded, that should be after 10 years of a bear market, not after 10 years of a bull market. So that's alarming. They're going to be just fine if we have another 10, 20, 30 years of extraordinary returns in the stock market and, you know, real estate appreciation the way it's been. But that's unlikely. So they're not in trouble right now, but when there's a correction in the value of all these assets they're investing in, they are going to be in trouble. They're going to be in a heap of trouble, and that's why they're increasing their rates.
Now, you just mentioned something that I've been harping on a lot in this last couple of weeks. You mentioned real estate values. Now, what people don't understand is that property taxes are the bread and butter of local government. The county of Santa Barbara gets 80-90% of its funding from property taxes, and a good deal of the value of our properties in the South County of Santa Barbara. The North County is kind of more average and poor. But I've been warning about this split roll, the Prop 13 split roll, that would take away the inflation protection for commercial retail properties. I believe this is going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. I believe property values will literally collapse overnight, and the brick and mortar businesses that are barely surviving, the internet will no longer be able to compete at all. And then finally, the property tax will not no longer up to after 10,000 will no longer be able to be deducted on the federal tax returns. It's a perfect storm.
There's an awful lot happening right now in California that, you know, it kind of, I think California is successful economically in spite of all the policies that come out of Sacramento. And so, as you say, at what point does it become too much? The commercial property, which does benefit from inflation protection, as you say, just like residential property, if you take away that protection, it's going to be one of the last advantages that businesses have in California. It's going to be taken away. And, of course, it's going to hurt the small businesses the most. In fact, it's going to kill them. So people who were responsible and industrious small business people who have stores or service companies that own their building, for example, and eliminated their debt, and they're still able to compete because they did that. They didn't, you know, they're not carrying all kinds of debt on their property. So they're able to compete with the big stores and the big corporations. Well, you take away that property tax protection and they're done. That's too much money coming out as expenses. It's going to, and again, they're not going to be able to have the deductions, although I think for businesses there may be some of that that's preserved, but it's going to take away a big advantage that still exists in California.
Well, but again, not only will their property taxes go up, but their income tax is going to go up with regard to the feds because of SALT. It's a double hit.
Yeah, the state and local tax deduction is going to go away. And again, if you're a sole proprietor, you don't have any protection from that. It's, I guess it is a perfect storm, Andy. I mean, if you look at what California is doing, they're desperate to get more revenue. They're terrified of what's going to happen if there is a downturn and all of their money, you know, at the state level that comes from high-income earners. I think that 1% of the tax filers actually have this data pretty handy. It's about 50% of all of state income tax revenue comes from 1% of the people filing their taxes. You know, that's where that 13.5% comes from. That's why it's so high, is because they're relying on people doing extremely well, a small number of people doing extremely well. And if everybody has a bad year, and the things that you're talking about could precipitate that, all of a sudden it's going to have a ripple effect all the way over to the income tax revenue. So you could see a cascading effect in California. You could see some very challenging times in terms of California's state and local governments getting enough revenue.
Now, one question, and we don't script these shows, folks, but in this one piece that you wrote for California Policy Center, you listed some of the cities, 20 California cities with the highest pension burden. I was trying to find one time data for Santa Barbara to break out Santa Barbara's data. Now, they're not on this list of the top 20, but you know, they sure as heck don't make it easy. I looked through Santa Barbara documents. I looked through other documents. It was hard to find out how far in the hole the city of Santa Barbara was. How do you find this stuff?
Because as you're speaking, I'm downloading the actuarial information for, we actually put that together, and I can tell you what the payments are for Santa Barbara. I don't know. Now, Santa Barbara, are they a part of CalPERS?
I believe they are, yes, the city of Santa Barbara.
All right, so I'm just scrolling down, it's alphabetical, and here it is. Santa Barbara has a payroll of $85 million a year. They give 35% of that to CalPERS, $30 million a year. Now, if you go out, this is CalPERS' own projections. If you go out 6 years to 2024, that payment to CalPERS is going to go up to $54
billion. Million. $54
million. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, that's going to be 53% of their projected payroll. So, basically, you know, for every dollar that Santa Barbara is spending to pay their employees, the city of Santa Barbara, they're on track to be giving 53 cents to CalPERS. Currently, it's 35%.
Unbelievable. See, they just passed a – they got people to pass a tax. And we keep – you know, we try in vain to tell people whatever they tell you the tax is for, roads, police station, it's not. It's for pensions. And I don't understand how we can't break through the psyche or the collective conscience of the public to know that all of the money, any extra money they throw their way by way of tax increases, vehicle registration fees, gas taxes, property taxes, sales taxes, it's all going to pensions.
Well, it really is, if you look at the numbers, because again, between now and 6 years from now, the city of Santa Barbara is going to have to find in their budget another $25 million. They're going to go from $30 million that they're paying right now. That's what they paid in that's in their 2017-2018 budget. It's actually not in their budget. It's in CalPERS actuarial report data telling Santa Barbara, give us $30 million. That's what they're going to have to come up with this year. But by 2024, according to CalPERS, they're going to have to come up with $54 billion.
Insane. That's 6 years away. 6 years away. So another $4 or $5 million a year.
Yes.
And that's if the stock market doesn't go down.
That's true. CalPERS is projecting 7% a year of appreciation in the stock market. And clearly we've seen that in the last couple of years. But whether or not, you know, usually when you have double-digit appreciation in the stock market for several years, then you're not going to get that historical 6 or 7% average in the subsequent years. You're going to have a little bit of a plateau for a while. And if that occurs, and, you know, it's going to occur, we just don't know when, the projections you're looking at are going to be, they're not going to be enough.
And what year was the information for the original, the 85 million, 30 million? Is that 2017?
It's the 2017-2018 fiscal year. It's in CalPERS actuarial reports, and if you read that article and click on the CalPERS actuarial reports link, which I think is in the first or second paragraph, you'll go straight to CalPERS website where you can enter Santa Barbara and get the full report. What we did was distill that to show the total contribution and then the normal and catch-up contributions. And if we've got a couple of minutes, I should explain. You know, the normal contribution to fund CalPERS isn't that much anymore. It's the unfunded liability and the amount of money you have to spend to pay down that unfunded liability. So you're not 75% funded anymore. You get backed up to 100% funding before the downturn hits. You know, you need to get the more assets into the system to earn money. And if you look at that, nowadays the normal contribution, even though it's a lot, is relatively small. It's for example, in Santa Barbara, they have to come up with $11.7 million this year to pay what was earned this year. This is how much people are going to get in their pension down the road. We have to put $11 million more into the system to pay for what people earned in future pensions this year. But they have to put in $18.5 million to pay for what was not enough collected in previous years. So these, when you fall behind like this, all of a sudden, you know, it's like getting into credit card debt, and you can't pay it anymore. You have to make the minimum payment because you're in so much debt that interest is piling up. That's what's happened with these pension funds. Santa Barbara is spending almost twice as much to try to get caught up again as they're spending for the actual pensions that are being earned.
And it'll go down. It will go down. Hey, Ed, anytime you want to come on the show, we always love having you on. It's been way too long.
Well, I took a little break in the spring and summer, but I'm back and in. It's a pleasure to talk with you, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
All right, we'll be back. You're listening to the Andy Caldwell Show. Stay tuned.